gentlemen, and welcome back to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Vancouver Wheeler, and welcome. We're going to have a show tonight based on the coming weather, meaning cold weather, that is just around the corner for many of us that live up in the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic region. You step outside now, and there's a little chill in the night air. So that means we need to start getting ready for colder weather if we don't pack it up for the time being. But let's get right to it. I'd like to welcome LGB in the chat room. Oh, I finally get to do this. I've had this for months. Hang on. Where's that? There it is. Hang on. That's right. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Kayak Kevin, is in the chat room. What's going on, man? And up in glorious New Jersey is Matt Trucks Yet Chum. Welcome, guys. All right. So let's get right to it. Before I forget, congrats to William Ragusky, Rob Choi, and a couple of the guys that got out in, into the Atlantic the other day. Way to go, nailing those sharks in the big drum. That's a great thing to see. But, good on you for getting out. Sorry, my head's a little crazy right now. I've got a lot of stuff going on. So let's get right to getting yourself ready. If you've been doing this for the first time, kayaking in the wintertime, you know, what you're going to need, things you need to know, and how you can start prepping right now, which is the time to start doing it. First thing is the whole basis of cold weather kayaking is proper preparation. That being said, you will not last 5 minutes out in a kayak wearing jeans and a sweatshirt. It just won't happen. You're going to get wet. You're going to get uncomfortable. Then you become a very, 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 very liability to anyone around you. Because that's when hypothermia starts setting in, and it just does not look, it just doesn't work for you. Very dangerous. But we're going to prevent that by giving you the knowledge that you need to be successful. And with that being said, first thing we're going to start off with is the pants. Reason is there a new thing for kayakers? And people are going, what are you talking about? Whitewater kayakers have the edge on tops. I mean, they've been doing it for the past 20-plus years, so they have the best tops in the market. Most of the time, they wear sweatpants underneath them because they have the skirts. They don't need to worry about really decent kayaking pants that'll last. But if you're just starting off and you just need stuff to get out there, there are several options for you, mainly waders. And I'm going to give you the kind that I wear, because I wear both kinds, stocking foot and boot style. And to clarify what those are, stocking foots are almost like a onesie, I guess is the best way to put it. All one piece from leg to foot area of waterproof material, whether that be neoprene, whether that be, ripstop kind of thing, or and then the foot is neoprene as well to help keep the water out. The other kind is the boot style, which is you more of your duck hunter, where it's it's actually a boot. No soft stocking foot, if that makes any sense. Both have the right places. And I wear both to counteract both of those things. So, back on the subject, waders. I'm going to give you guys great areas to go to pick up really decent waders without blowing out your wallet. And there's several different places you can go. My personal favorite, if I need a pair of waders really quick, I do not hit Walmart. I go to Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods, sponsors, I believe, again this year for the TKA tournament and many other kayak fishing tournaments, and really doing a great job of promoting the kayaking industry. You can't go in any Dick's nowadays without seeing, you know, walls of kayaks. So good on them. I support them whenever I can with, you know, buying some stuff. But Dick's has a great selection of boot-style waders. I mean, going all the way through. And the way they do the boot style is in neoprene sizes, from 3.5, which is a pretty decent thickness. It'll keep you pretty decently warm, all the way up to your heavies. We're talking 7, 8, 9 mil for when you really need that warmth. And they're all decently priced. We're talking. I've seen some there for like $80, all the way up to, you know, $150, $200. I've had the same pair of boot styles from Dick's for 3 years now, and they haven't failed me once. Very durable, heavy duty on the knees. I use them when I'm fishing, you know, in Lynn Haven or places like that where I get out and I wade a lot, and that's where they truly, truly shine, is when you get in and out of the kayak a lot and you're wading through the water. Unless you're just sitting there all day and hanging out, but actually having to trudge through the water. The only downside is that they are heavy. So if you don't practice with them on, if you don't practice getting in and out of your kayak with them on, you will find when you need to get back in there that it will be difficult. But we're going to get some more on that in a little bit. The stocking foots, I say this again, go to L.L. Bean. I said in a couple of the shows, L.L. Bean makes an excellent stocking foot wader. It's their Featherlite edition. It's a real thin body to it, very well-reinforced ankle and stocking foot. Leaves you with a lot of room to add layers underneath, and we'll get to later layers in a minute. Reasonably priced, but less than $100. I buy two every season because I'm in them so much. Darn it. Excuse me. I like to have two pairs. For instance, going over the Eastern Shore, fishing down out over there, fish in the morning, go get wet, I hang them up, grab the other pair, go fishing in the afternoon. I'm not dealing with wet or soggy because you will sweat in them. And those are great because all I need is I buy an old pair of shoes from the dollar store or the Goodwill, two sizes larger than my regular foot. This way I can put the socks and everything underneath, put those big shoes on, I'm fine. They are thinner, they are lighter, so it's just like wearing a pair of, you know, like Columbia long jeans, long pants, getting back in the kayak. It makes things really easy. So those are your two main styles of waders. If you want to step up your game, what I call level two in awesomeness for waders or bottom protection, excuse me, I'm sorry, folks, are actually paddling pants. These are basic waterproof pants, similar to waders, except they don't go over the shoulder. There's a belt that you wear around your waist. That keeps that water from getting down your legs. Now you're looking at jumping up in price as well. The cheaper ones, which I've seen a couple that have failed, anything under $150 usually in the pant sizes, the belt rips or it doesn't seal tight enough, or there's always something wrong. You know, you're looking at spending at least two just to be on the safe side, $200 that is. Now, if you have the money and you're willing to go that far, you can't go wrong with them. They're comfortable, easier if you need to take off layers. Just take off the top, take off a sweatshirt, put the top back on, and you're rolling again. excuse me. And then you have tops, and tops have really come a long way now that the kayak fishing industry is around. If it was just the whitewater paddling style, it would just be really thin, really rippable. But now the newer styles have more reinforcements on where we need it, underneath the armpit from the rods, heavier elbows, little things like that to help keep those tops from wearing out on you, which is a great thing. Areas to find these, Cocotat makes a great set. There are a few others. Let's see here. Outdoor Play in outdoorplay.com has a great selection of stuff. Hook One, I believe, has some stuff. If you're in the Virginia area, Atlantic River Company, I know, has a bunch of stuff. Excuse me. So definitely check them out. Gosh darn it, I can't get this frog out of my throat. So that's the two-piece. And then you go up to the high end, which is the full dry suit, bodysuit selection. Personally, I have yet to bust the wallet on one of those. They are expensive, but in the same sense, you are now in the land of luxury. You don't have to worry about seams or holes or, two different pieces that could possibly fail you and let water in. Only negative thing is that if you get a rip on the shoulder, then you're SOL. The whole suit's useless pretty much. So you got to find that happy place. If you can spend more for a complete dry suit, do it. Like I said, now that the kayak fishing industry is around, you now have a better selection of higher durability suits out there to help you stay dry. And that is the key, and you're going to hear me say this a lot, and that is staying dry during the wintertime is key, whether it be from outside sources, i.e. salt water, fresh water, whatever, to inside resources, meaning perspiration from your skin. It's very... Sweat is almost worse than falling in, truthfully, because it's a silent... It creeps up on you really quick, being cold. I mean, in a split second, you're fine. Next second, you're shivering your butt off. You don't know why, and that's how. And yes, do not pee in your dry suits or wetsuits. Trust me, you will become very efficient if you fish long enough during the wintertime or enough years on the quick assemble and dissemble in a port-a-john, behind a tree, whatever, so you can relieve yourself. And the boondoggle coming up. I would recommend bringing any cold weather gear you might have. If you're coming down or you're coming up from, like, Florida where you don't have any cold weather gear, contact myself, the Loziers. Throw up a thing on the Boondoggle page on Facebook or on yakangler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource, at yakangler.com/boondoggle. Speaking of Yak Angler...
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
And...
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That is right. I think it's up to 18 days now. till the boondoggle. Tune in next week. I know the Loges are going to pound it. I'm going to pound it. Most likely, my brother from another mother, Redfish Chuck, is going to pound on the boondoggle. But everything is cooling here faster than what I was expecting, to be truthfully honest. But it only means things are going to get better for us here. So definitely, I'm going to hit up on that stuff. But let me keep on going Bering Street ahead before I lose my track. So we've gone on the outerwear, the main things, the outerwear, that waterproofing barrier to keep the water from getting on you. And you mentioned, I didn't mention hats or gloves or anything other things like that. And that's all personal preference. I am not a glove wearing guy. I don't do it. I have a problem with stuff around my hands. I like to have free movement. Now, with that being said, do my hands get cold? Yes. How do I combat that? Simple. My PFT, man, Mincor is in my head. My PFD on the inside has a nice little Velcro line that runs across the inside of the thing. That Velcro lining can be opened up rather easily by sticking my hands in from the side. Inside there, I insert several of those instant air heating packets. So this way, my hands get cold. Usually it's when I'm not paddling. When I'm paddling, my hands are fine. I have that, excuse me, gosh darn it, that circulation going. I'm a warm guy anyway. I wear shorts in January. But, you know, I have that while I'm paddling, I'm fine. When I'm sitting there, i.e., against the ships in December, stuff like that, when I'm sitting there, I do it naturally. I stick my hands in between my PFD and my body, stick my hands inside that warmer, and now I have nice warm hands. Plus, those warmers heat up my core as well, so I'm always toasty and warm. Got a trick up my sleeve about that, too. Other side, inner stuff, okay? Cotton is killer. Cotton will hurt you. Please do not wear cotton. The only place you should have cotton on is your underwear if you decide to wear them. But there are options for you. And get on to underarmor.com. Under Armour is currently holding a sale, I think. I think I saw about that this morning. Had the best warmers to start catching fish. There you go. But Under Armour is holding their sale right now on cold weather gear to prep for the season. And they have a three-stage process with three steps in their cold weather gear. And I'm going to recommend the number two side, and I'll get to that in a second. But those three stages are, number one stage is your light weather gear. You know, you're doing a lot of work. This is more for if we were going to be trolling all day, like up north, or paddling a lot, moving around a lot, or just slightly warmer temps than, you know, that breaking point where you're going to wear all your gear, but it's still too warm to really wear a ton of stuff underneath it. This is the side that you would need. Really comfortable. It's the Under Armour style, so it sticks right to your body. It wicks away moisture, which is, I can't say it enough, is really important. It wicks away the moisture from your skin. And it's really comfortable stuff. I can't say enough about Under Armour gear. The number two, which is the one that I prefer for concrete ships, for togging, for stuff like that, it's a slightly thicker. It's definitely much warmer. You can handle, you can be bearable. You can be very comfortable sitting at the ships all night long if you need to. You can be comfortable doing a paddle out to like the number 18 buoy and trolling for stripers all day. You're not going to be sweating your butt off. You're not going to be hot. Like I said, it does wick away the moisture again, and it's comfortable. You get it. You take off your top at the end of the trip. There is some moisture on it, but it quickly evaporates away, and you're not cold, which is definitely the key. On to number three. The number three is for, like, Greg Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, and welcome, buddy, up in New Hampshire in, like, next week. Joking. But the stage three is definitely your highest end. I mean, we're talking, it's thick, it's heavy, it's meant for, like, anything under 20 degrees, negative 20 degrees to keep you warm. I mean, it's some heavy-duty stuff. I do not recommend it for kayak paddling unless, like I said, you're up in those climbs where it doesn't get above 30 degrees, all winter long. Greg just corrected me. We still have water temps in the 60s. That's up in the northern Atlantic. Gosh darn it. That's great for you guys. I mean, we're still in the 70s here, which is a good thing. It's not too cold just yet, but it's getting there. I have a feeling, though, by the time the Boondoggle hits, we're going to be just in the high 60s, low 70s on our water temps, which is going to be perfect. It's really going to put the chew on for a lot of the species that are around. So, like I said, we'll see. Fingers crossed it doesn't chill too quickly. But like I said, the Class 2 Under Armour, I guess the best way to put it, is the way to go. Now, with that being said, if you don't want to spend the money on the Under Armour, because it is expensive, we're talking, almost $125 to $175 just for the bottoms alone. You will spend about $350 on them. But it is one of those things. You spend the money for them, you will stay nice and warm. You will be comfortable. They will last you forever. If you're not looking to spend a huge amount of money, old school Long Johns, Cabela's, Gander Mountain, what's some other ones? L.L. Bean. All of them sell really good Long Johns, non-cotton styles. Actually, I'm going to pull up L.L. Bean right now because L.L. Bean is just the bee's knees, in my opinion. Christmas trees. All right. Oh, it's looking at me weird. There you go. Actually, pulling up right now. Union suits, and that's exactly what I was going to get to. If you don't know what a union suit is, think of the old Western movies where the guys are wearing the whole Long John kind of thing with the butt hanging out. That's a union suit. Really comfortable. Think onesie for children, but for adults. They are comfortable. They are loose on your body, so if you don't like that tight feeling, these kind of remedy that. It isn't all one piece, so that means the same heat, there's a lot of heat transfer from your up from your core to your legs and to your arms through that air space that is there. And it gets to how Under Armour works. Under Armour has a slight gap in between the two layers, your outer and inner layer, which allows that airflow in between, which helps keep you warm. Now you know. All right. So you have the union suits from L.L. Bean. I'm looking at it right now online. $69 if you're a big old, honker. It's still the same price, $69. You can't go wrong. If you must have it in camo, they have a two-layer union suit, which looks like my son's onesie. still $69. You buy two or three of them, you're set for pretty much for the whole winter season. With a big S on the chest. There you go. excuse me. But I have a several pairs of union suits. They are comfortable. If you're just trying to hang out with everyone else, you throw a pair of jeans on, keep the union suit on, throw a pair of jeans, throw a t-shirt over top, no one will know the wiser. The Omni's Era collection from Columbia is Rock'em Sock'em Robots, freaking awesome. I am really looking at their fleece jacket for underneath my top for this year. It's almost got like that space age, spaceman, tinfoil look on the inside. Absolutely awesome. This is more of your really high end. Mr. Loach is putting up to the Omni Zero. Isn't the Omni Freeze for the winter, for the summertime? Isn't that that new one? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head myself. To keep you warm. But fleece, Mr. Loach puts it on there. You know, if you're in cold, if you're in that cold weather, where you're wearing a union suit, and then for your bottoms to keep you warm, go to your duck hunting areas, and they will find these. They're made of wool. Many of them are made with fleece now. Wader pants, think sweatpants, but they have a elastic hook on the bottom. So this way, when you put them on, the hook keeps them from riding up your leg with those I like sweatpants. There you go. but the stirrups. Yes, thank you. So this way you don't lose them up your leg. Great thing. You can buy them, and many of them are really cheap. And we're talking in like the $20 range. They're comfortable to wear around the house. My wife steals mine all the time. She's giving me the death look. but pick up a couple pairs. You won't go wrong. They're great if you work outside, too. Those stirrups will help keep them from riding up your boot, riding up your leg while you're working outdoors. And we're getting the socks, folks. Relax. See many Christmas trees. But definitely worth the money. A good fleece jacket is or sweatshirt is key. Fleece repels water. It wicks away water as well. So it doesn't absorb, doesn't stick to your body, helps pull away that sweat that's on your skin. I can't say enough about fleece. Everyone who's been doing this for a while, we all said the same thing, fleece. You can't go wrong. It keeps you warm. And, like, you can go from, you know, the $30 pair at Walmart or Cabela's or whatever to the Omni-Freeze, or the Omni-Zero, excuse me, with Columbia, which is what I recommend, and be toasty warm, where you can, you know, cook a hot pocket in your armpit, if that was what you wanted to do, you could definitely do that. Or Crown Royal and a Flash Force, too. That brings up a great point. In the wintertime, do not think that alcohol will make you warmer. You might think it does, but due to vasoconstriction, blah, 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 it actually makes you colder. Hence why you drink more and more and more, and then you wonder why you are now sitting in the hospital. So please don't drink in excess. Have a nip here or there. Go right ahead. I'm not going to tell you not to because people are going to do it anyway. Just remember, safe alcohol consumption can hurt you. Same thing with smoking and everything else, blah, 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 blah. But please, let's not go out there shorts and a T-shirt, sucking down a bottle of Aristocrat, and think that you're going to be safe. But the belly is warm, yes. If you hear these sad comments, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't know what's going on, I'm reading the chat room. Remember, you can always join the folks in the chat room, the wonderful Mr. Lozier, Arlie, Hammerhead, Gap Chum, and the rest of the group there. By logging to the Facebook page, logging in using your Facebook page and joining the conversation. All right. Tops, this is the only time I'm going to say go ahead and, you know, you can kind of skimp on the money. Buy, you know, four or five layers. You know, this is where you need to be an ogre. You got to have layers. Layers are key. So this way, if you start getting warm, and dress more layers than you actually need, it is a pretty good stepping stone. The reason I say that is, if you're paddling around all day long, and you're only wearing two layers, and you start to get cold, you go to reach for that one in your kayak or whatever, you find out that your waterproof bag leaked or has a hole in it, and now it's soaking wet, and that second layer or the third layer is soaking wet, it's doing you no good. But if you put that extra layer on before you leave, and you're out there and you go, man, it's just way too hot, and you can strip that layer off, or just open up your vest or whatever, let that air flow in there. Drugging again. So this way you can pull those layers easily. It is definitely, gosh darn it, you know, transition layers is what I'm basically getting at. And there's a whole method to that madness, and I think we'll get to that on a later show. Decent dry bag. Let's get into pitch bags, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Socks. The number one complaint, the number one reason most people get off the water before the fish bite, or why they're always uncomfortable, the biggest reason that people don't go out in the wintertime is my feet get cold. I can't stand my feet being cold. My feet get cold. Listen, Walmart sells these battery-powered warmer socks, okay? They're $15. Buy yourself a pair. Buy a pack of batteries, you will never complain about your feet being cold ever again. I love mine. You know, they're great. They keep my feet extremely warm, and they really cut down on having to put three or four layers of socks on. You know, it's a low profile little thing. Definitely worth every cent. Now, gosh darn it. Mr. Lozier puts on their batteries and water. Who makes battery socks? I don't know the company. I remember I bought them last year at Walmart. That helps you. Great little buy. Wool socks with PolyPro liner. Wow. Definitely a great thing. If you can find those PolyPro, give me the shivers. Socks, they're definitely nice and warm. Wool socks over top, you probably won't have an issue. Again, little tip, don't cram your feet into whatever, your boots, your dry bottoms, whatever. You need some airflow around your feet. That's how you create the warmth. Okay, that's why people living on the street stuff shoes or wrap newspapers around their feet. Newspaper is not an insulator. It's an air catcher. It catches the air. I guess it was an insulator then, wouldn't it? It catches that air. Your body warms that air around your body part, your foot, for what we're talking about, and it keeps it warm. So when you cram a bunch of stuff in there and don't let the air flow, that's when you start having an issue. That's why in Arctic weather training, man, this is going back some. The one thing we tell the guys is don't wear your uniform or your jacket and crap in your sleeping bag. Take all that stuff off. Let it dry while you're in there because you need that airflow. You need that circulation of air to keep you warm. That's the biggest thing is keep that airflow. PolyPro, wool is, if you can't stand wool, I understand. I own a bunch of wool socks. I love wool socks. But what I do, because wool does tend to irritate your feet, especially when you are moving around a lot, the dress socks, those thin dress socks you can buy, I think you can get a pair for like $2. Put them on first. That's your slick layer, okay? Then put the wool socks on if you have a problem with irritation. But in that little layer, you're golden. Plus, they're not cotton. They do wick away the moisture. The cotton takes care of the rest. By doing that, like I said, plus the wool won't get a lot of your perspiration on it. And that's a big thing, is that cold, wet feeling. Or get the Polypro socks. Yes, if you want to spend the money, get the Polypro socks. They come with NRS booties, apparently. I know someone dropped a Sims makes a great sock. There's hundreds of companies out there that make socks. Go out, do your research, find a pair that works for you. And don't skimp on the socks. They're, again, a major portion of keeping you comfortable out there in the water. Let's go to ditch bag. If it hasn't happened to you yet, it will happen. Reason that you will fall out of the kayak. You will turtle. You will fall out. It's bound to happen, especially if you have only paddled in the summertime in great climates. The reason I say that, you start adding more layers. You start adding bulk. You don't quite realize how much more weight you're adding to it, how much your paddle changes, your stroke changes, how much everything. It's only a slight change, but it's enough change that there's a manageable difference, okay? If you fall out, you want to have an opportunity to get dry again. And this is where the ditch bag comes in handy. This is where I spend the money. On a really good ditch bag, waterproof ditch bag that fits inside the kayak. Now, what goes into mine? I throw in a second of everything, meaning a second pair of waders, a top if I have an extra top, underwear, socks, John. This is why I put two union suits in there. And I won't add another fleece jacket. I will add a jacket in there to keep me warm, just in case. Just a bunch of different clothes that I can deal with the different situation I'm in. I throw two of the Frog Tog blankets. They're real small. They come in a little container. They wick away a lot of the moisture really quick. They're lightweight. It makes sense. Throw them in there. I throw in a fire starter kit, an extra lighter, and then I throw in some stuff to keep me warm, i.e., it does remove the hunger. A couple of Snickers bars do wonders. They help. They bring that calorie boost. That carbohydrate boost to help turn on your metabolism, especially if you've been paddling all day and you haven't had anything to eat, which is wrong. I'll get to that in a second. It's that quick boost you need to get that metabolism going, to get that heater going. Like I said, keep your body temp up. Two bottles of water. You do have to hydrate. Yes, it is colder, but you are really burning a lot of calories in the cold, actually more so than you do in the summertime, surprisingly. So you need to keep yourself hydrated to keep that furnace burning. Water, food, a space blanket. You can buy them at most survival stores. They come in like a little, it's a 4-inch by 4-inch little box. Throw a couple of them in there. They're surprisingly great for if you got to beat yourself in, you got to get warm quick. Wrap the sucker around you, the sunlight, your body heat, all of a sudden turn that thing into a heater, and you'll be very comfortable. And then one last thing is a radio. There's several companies. Cobra is making a VHF radio for under $30. Granted, it doesn't have the greatest distance, nor does it have a great battery life. But if you get beached, let's say in the Chesapeake Bay, it is long enough that you could possibly radio a Coast Guard station, or hit a relay station, or hit a vessel out to sea to get some help out there. So definitely throw that in there. You can't go wrong. But that's my ditch bag. It goes in the front half of my kayak so I can get to it if I need to. But that's basically what you're looking at. I should take it back. One last thing I'll put in there. There's another waterproof bag. So this way I can put all those wet clothes inside this other waterproof bag and segregate it from my dry stuff. That's why I threw extras of everything, so you don't know. I might be paddling again while I'm trying to get back home and flip again. I want to have that segregation to help keep myself nice and warm. So I think we hit all that. Is there anything else? Kevin, I know you're a cold water guy, even though you don't like the cold at all. I think you've already gone to full bodysuit already. Greg, I know you're also a cold weather guy. Anything else you guys like to add? Everyone else, the guys are talking about paddles right now. Accent or the – actually, pretty much everyone paddles – has a great paddle right now that I know of. Anyone? Yeah, Chum, a 230 paddle is more than enough, especially if you do it with the more blunt blade. And going instead of using a shallow sweep, more of a dig, you'll see a huge difference. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, you're doing long, shallow sweeps. Do a more vertical sweep. Because remember, I mentioned it on the video you showed me with that bluefish blitz. Do more vertical sweep, and you'll vertical stroke, I guess I should say, and you'll see a huge difference. And how, especially the Cuda will react to those strokes. So, all right. No one spoke up. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out. As you can hear, I'm starting to lose my voice again. We've all gone about 45 minutes. I'd like to thank everyone for showing up. LGD. Congrats to the new Hobie ownership. Great boat there, bud. I'd like to see more coming up soon of that. Greg, Hammerhead, Chris, see you in a few weeks, bud, at the Boondoggle. It's looking great. I think we'll have a great time there. Mr. Kaya Kevin, you can see him every weekend at Ocean's East Tackle Shop. Check out his website, kayakkevin.com. You've been doing some overnighters lately, and that's just awesome, dude. More power to you. You're the leading light right now in kayak fishing. Can't say enough about you, buddy. This is Mark Lozier, Tuesday night host, along with his wife, Chris Lozier. Did a great show last night. TKA tournament and everything else. It's going to be a great thing coming up the next 2 weeks. Ocean's East 2, can't say enough about them. Garth, NTKFC, Tasty Fried Chicken, buddy. I wish I knew where you were at. I think you said Texas earlier. Mr. Arley, dude, you got some amazing camera work, man. Can't say nothing about the pictures you do. Mr. T. Morris, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you on here. I know you're getting those strippers up north, so keep at it. And Mr. Yak Chum, Founder Pounder, and down in Black Drum Pounder. Got him in the Raritan Bay. Congrats, buddy. Dallas, Texas. There you go. All right, thanks, Garth. All right. With that, I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Jackson Kayak, Mustad. Arlie, we definitely need to get on the water here sometime soon. Thank you for reminding me. register on Yak Angler for the Boondoggle, please, or on the Facebook page or somewhere so we can get an accurate count. We have a great company coming in and doing the catering at Salty Seas for the Saturday night of the Boondoggle. Please let us know if you're coming, how many guests, how many children, because we will have, man, you guys are really jumping all over me, aren't you? It's lost my train of thought, damn it. But please, let us know how many kids are coming, family, whatever. So this way we can get the shirts for the kids. We can get an idea of how much food we need. But it'll be a great time. Brother, if you're the guy that's coming all the way up from Texas, for the Dougal, can't wait to see you, bud, talk to you, learn some more about that Texas fishing. Let's see if there's anything else. Yak Angler Kayak Choice Awards. Thank you. Go to yakangler.com/choice. You can't vote for myself or the Loziers, unfortunately, because we are hosts. But vote for anyone else that's on there. You can vote once a day. Please go out there and vote. I think the voting ends tomorrow night after Chip's show. But should be a lot of fun. Vote for yourself. If you're on our list, if not, vote for your buddy. Vote for your friend. Do what you need to do. All right. So I thank Mustang. I have thanked Jackson Kayaks. Can't say enough about them. The 2-12s, awesome sauce approved. So definitely check that out. Nuts. Stolquist. And anyone else, I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm just brain farting all of a sudden. So with that, I thank everyone. Stay safe this weekend. So it's like some great weather for the Mid-Atlantic. I have to work this weekend, so enjoy it. I know I will be. Remember, folks, take a good fishing. Always wear your PFD. And have fun out there. It's what it's all about, right? With that, I say good night. And we'll leave it with this one.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.